edutainment. It's edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAO.
Come on, Eileen.
Come on.
Mexican bananas, $1.
Now that was Eileen from a previous show.
I know.
Yes.
You're listening to the Computer Corner, half hour number two, as hour number two has been eliminated this week by the Diamondbacks preseason game. I believe Randy Johnson will be throwing some fireballs up there today. So
let's hope so.
Count that as another win. shall we go back to Le Fun?
I think we're actually required to go back to the phone. We're not required.
Okay.
Yeah.
Line number, whichever.
I think Max has been holding the longest. Max.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're looking for a new computer, perhaps?
Yeah, I'm looking for a desktop replacement laptop.
Ooh.
And I plan to use it 75% at home on AC and 25% mobile, roughly.
Now, when you say desktop replacement, it sounds like you're a victim of some marketing. What does that mean to you?
He's been watching Dell commercials.
Yeah, heck. The more knobs, the better, right?
No.
Well, let's talk a little bit about...
Hang on, I asked him a question.
Oh, I thought he'd answered it.
No, what does desktop replacement specifically mean to you?
It means a do-all machine.
Can you be a little more specific?
Okay, here's what I want to do.
There we go.
I want to do internet and word processing and all that stuff.
So far, just something just above a calculator will work.
Right, and I want to do some photo editing.
Okay.
And I'm wondering about the 25% I'm going to be mobile. I wonder what chip to buy.
Yeah, well, now, there's only one chip to buy if you're worried about the mobile side of it.
Uh-huh.
That's the Centrino.
That's the Pentium M.
Well, no, it's the Centrino. You want the Centrino system.
Generally, Pentium M is interchangeable, but some markers will trick you a little.
Centrino specifically speaks to a combination of the processor, the motherboard, and the wireless technology.
Okay.
Centrino basically is going to give you the best possibility of having longer battery life, generally a faster performing machine at all battery levels.
What's the mobile Intel Pentium 4 then? There's a slight difference in
that. That is one piece of the Centrino system.
A mobile Pentium 4 is a regular desktop Pentium 4 that's been reworked to go in a laptop. And what happens when you do that is you take a technology that was made to be plugged in and be big in a computer, and you shrink it down as much as you can, and you unplug it a lot of times. And what happens in a notebook computer is that machine, that chip, runs slower depending on the battery life the laptop.
It also is more of a power consuming chip because that's why I'm saying, real simple.
Stay away from the hyperthread also then.
No, don't worry about any of that. Just make sure it's a Centrino-based laptop.
But I don't want the 802.11b.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to use it.
If I could get one with the G in it, wouldn't I be better off?
But that's an interchangeable thing. You can disable the onboard.
Centrinos all come with built-in wireless.
That's right. Part of the system.
That's just part of it.
Uh-huh.
If you want to add on a wireless G card instead, you can always do that. Let me also explain to you that most people, why they want to add wireless to their notebook is so that they can surf the web without wires.
Right.
Surfing the web without wires, the wireless connection, the wireless B, is still probably 5 or 6 times faster than the fastest wireless connection you're going to have in your home.
Okay.
So the connection is the slow part, not the wireless part between your computer and the connection.
Yeah, if you had a lot of data had to go back and forth between multiple machines on your local network through a wireless connection, then maybe G makes sense.
Okay.
For 99% of people, wireless B is more than sufficient.
Well, not only that, if you're out on the road and you want to go to a Starbucks and hit one of their hotspots, most of the hotspots, they're all B anyway.
Okay, one last question, if I could.
Sure.
Is there a difference between Hewlett-Packard and Compaq since they're both the same company anymore?
Yes, they have different labels.
But as far as reliability and performance?
I'm going to let you in on a little industry secret. There are approximately 5 or 6 manufacturers of notebooks on the planet.
The base components.
Okay.
Who you buy it from is not nearly as important.
What
you buy is not nearly as important as who you buy it from, meaning that they're all pretty much the same components no matter what you're buying. Make sure that when you have a problem, the support mechanism, that's what you ought to consider more than anything.
Extended warranty is a good idea?
No.
All right.
We're not talking about that. That what good is an extended warranty if you're calling somebody in Bangladesh?
It doesn't speak English and they don't answer the phone for 3 hours.
Well, I'm assuming I'm going through a dealer, I suppose. So.
Well, no. I don't assume anything. You need to understand totally. Okay, 6 months from now, when I'm in Wisconsin and I've got my laptop, what happens?
If you buy it from let's put a company out there, maybe like a big box store, like Best Buy.
Okay.
You buy it there. If you have any kind of problems with it other than the first 30 days, you call whoever. If you buy an HP, you call HP. If you buy a Compaq, you call Compaq. You don't get to go to Best Buy. They won't help you there.
Well, they will. They'll take it in and ship it off.
Okay. So if I read you five or six different manufacturers, you're saying don't worry about it. Just shop the configuration that pleases me?
Well, that's important. But again, the thing that most people forget to do when they're shopping for a new computer is, what happens after I pay my money?
Uh-huh.
See, that's the thing that really... You're not going to care what the performance is or how much money you paid 6 months from now when you're having a problem and it's an aggravation that takes 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And if you could avoid that situation, wouldn't you want to take the time now to figure out who those people are that are going to give you better service?
So what you do is...
Do you guys sell laptops?
We do, but we don't have a national presence. So, I don't know if you're... If that's a requirement, then that's again, something you need to approach.
No, I've been in the same house 23 years.
Okay, so you were talking about mobile. I didn't know if you're going to be all over the country.
No, I mean out of the house.
Some people prefer to have support via email, or they don't mind waiting on hold for a while, and they're fairly technical, so they don't worry about that much. If you worry about what happens if I have a problem, what do I do? If you like to have a place where you can walk into and get somebody to help you, then that's something you ought to consider and think about.
And Max, yes, we do custom build laptops, and we do service. The same people that sell you the device actually do the service, which is pretty unique in this day and age.
Okay. Any one of your stores do
yes,
that?
Yes, all 14 locations.
All 14. Huh?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
The other thing
I'm going to
let you know, and other people as well, don't get caught up too much on the speed, meaning the gigahertz of the processor.
Yeah.
When you buy Centrino, the fastest Centrino processor out there right now is a 1.7 gigahertz.
I was looking at a 1.6.
Okay, the fastest Pentium 4 mobile you're going to find out there is probably 3.2. You're
right.
Going to think, wow, double the speed. No. In mobile computing, all bets are off, and you cannot compare apples to apples there. That 1.6 that you're looking at, I will bet, will outperform most Pentium 4 mobile processors that are in the 2.6 to 3 some gigahertz level. So,
well, the Pentium chip had the big cash on the chip diet.
The Centrino system actually has the most amount of secondary primary cache.
In notebook computers, for anybody, unless you're going to leave it plugged in all the time, you would be very, very, very silly to consider anything other than a Centrino.
All right. Thanks very much.
At this point in time. Next week, it could be something different, Max.
Well, I used to work mainframes, and we've come a long way since then.
Yes, we have.
Hey, speaking of which, Max, so do you remember the term in the early days of computing, Winchester?
Yeah, it was a disk drive.
The Winchester hard drive?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know why they call it a Winchester drive?
I don't know, unless it...
You know who can tell us?
I would call... Well, is Winchester out of business?
Well, Winchester was just a moniker. It wasn't a company. It wasn't a computer company.
Well, that's a good trivia question.
It was a good gun company. Well, you know what? Stay tuned.
Give me a free laptop so I can find out?
No, sir.
Yeah. Come on.
But thanks for asking. Actually, that's Mikel's Did You Know segment, so you got to stay tuned for that. We'll explain that here after the break.
Well, maybe it's the way it operated. Winchester was a lever-action rifle.
It's a nice idea, but that's not it.
Good guess.
Repeater.
All right, Max, take
Thanks
care.
Thanks a lot.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, folks, it's real, real, real easy to make a big mistake on a laptop, so you got to do more homework if you're going to be getting any kind of a portable notebook computer.
Just ask the place you're thinking about buying it from. What happens 6 months from now if I have a problem? What
where
do I do? Do I bring it in here where I'm buying it from, who I'm talking to, or do I send it somewhere?
Can I, like, just bring it in here and show you the problem I'm having, or do I have to call somebody in Bangladesh and go... Thank you, my friend.
Hello. Can I help you today?
We're in the 17th minute. I have to reformat your hard drive.
Ask the question.
Anyway.
Read the fine print.
Back after this.